Your Victory 91.5. Oh, the conversations we're having in the studio, those should be recorded and posted up too. But the conversations we have had on the radio today with Ray Haynes here at Risenstein have been posted at the Victory Facebook page. Just click on that link with all kinds of numbers and symbols. It's not going to take you someplace bad. It's going to take you to the things you've been hearing this morning. You know, this is it's a fiber that comes into this building. Yeah. And that fiber comes into your home. That is a place for the enemy to get into.
Yeah. Mm,
and so as we're talking about protecting ourselves and covering ourselves in prayer in this season of Tammuz, as Ray has been unpacking these 3 months on the Jewish calendar, think of areas where the doors might be open.
And in America right now, I know we have listeners from all over the world, but in America right now, you're seeing so much garbage going on. And don't miss the fact that it is coming from a demonic source. Mm-hmm. These are not just people doing things. It wasn't just a person walked into a church and shot somebody. It wasn't just, you know, when there's an accusation about a police officer or this or that. It's not just people engaging here. This is a demonic force with an agenda. If there's organizations that have an agenda, and be mindful of that. If it's all about racial stuff, chances are there's a demonic force behind it because it's trying to stir up something that has been stirred up for thousands and thousands of years. This is not brand new. Mm-hmm. And it's an antichrist that's trying to create something. It's towards the end times. Mm-hmm. There's a point to all of this.
Sure. All people are created in God's image.
Everybody.
All people.
There's just people. Mm-hmm. There's doesn't matter their color, their race, their culture. There's not the good and the bad. Listen, God's going to move among Arabs. He's going to move among Palestinians. Mm-hmm. These Muslims are coming to Jesus right now in droves. Mm-hmm. The Chinese, the Asian community, mm-hmm. phenomenal outpouring of Christ. So all over the place. So there is no group. That kind of stuff, that's really a demonic influence that says that this is good and this is bad. Mm-hmm. There's just people. They're all God's trying to draw them into the kingdom. And so when you talk about the people of God, that was the Israelites back in the day in Deuteronomy 28, he said, I will bless you in your obedience. If you diligently obey carefully all the commands, the Lord will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. When you obey God, there are blessings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's part of this is it's not just about doing the right thing. It means blessings. And when you are blessed, boy, it's just a good thing. I just got to tell you, blessings so beat curses.
This is just so hitting me. I've loved all of the teachings mm-hmm. that you've done over the last year, but today is just...
Well, it's important to have favor. We want favor, mm-hmm. and it comes with obedience. So just when a season plops open like this, which has a lot of bad, you know, you can still be favored of God because you're proactive in what you do. You stand in prayer and stand and do the right thing, and God will put you in a position of power and authority because you're doing that, mm-hmm. right? So the other side is much worse. Curses on disobedience. You will be driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. Mm. Right now, don't let that happen to you, all right? If you're this kind of stuff can be stirred up and it can make you, you know, if on a racial thing, if it's black people gathered up, it's the media stirring this up, you know, this kid in Carolina, you know, he bought into that. But that was just really, really a lie. His eyes were seeing something, but it wasn't true.
Right.
You know, it was something that was created by a demonic force. Mm. All right. The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, a nation of fierce countenance, and they will fight until they've destroyed you. So you got to know this, there's stuff coming. That's the whole point is you do reap what you sow, and our nation has unfortunately sown a lot of evil. A lot of good, mm-hmm. but a lot of evil, and there's a lot of that coming right now. Lord will scatter you among all the peoples from one end of the earth to the other. So there is a scattering, too. That's part of that curse is, the blessing is being in unity, being together, having friends, having those for you, having people pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Jews are a wonderful example of this that happened right, you know, after Christ was crucified, resurrected. You know, people were coming to Christ, being Christians. They're joining the church in droves. But those who rejected Christ, the Jews in Jerusalem that were still under that old teaching, they so rebellious that finally the Romans said, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. You know, by around 68 AD, they started to sack Jerusalem. But those Jews had rejected the Messiah, but they really believed the Messiah was going to come to rescue them.
Mm-hmm.
But he had already come. And so they were deceived and they were not humble. And so they actually, there are so many factions that they fought each other and burned each other's food trying to be the most powerful group when the Messiah came.
Mm.
So you had, before the Romans ever killed anyone, they had killed 100,000 of each other.
Wow.
It was crazy. When Vespasian, I think it's Vespasian, I can't remember how to say his name, he was a Roman general. And when he came, he didn't even attack. He said, you know, that will just stir them up and unify them. We're just going to let them destroy each other. And that is just what they did. The Christians, meanwhile, left. Jesus had told them in Luke 21, flee Jerusalem when it's surrounded by armies because the days of vengeance were at hand.
Mm.
They left and they were fine.
They were obedient.
They were. In this siege of Jerusalem, hunger became so great that many tried to escape the walls and forage for food. 500 or more were captured and crucified daily.
Mm.
500 a day. More than 600,000 died of starvation. 1 million died, and only less than 100,000 were captured and shipped off as slaves to Egypt. Interesting verse in Deuteronomy 28. You shall be offered for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one will buy you. Why? Because there was such a it was such a huge market. There was too many slaves, and no one would buy them. And that was an odd verse to come true because they had destroyed the whole city, and it wasn't too many years that they were scattered for almost 2,000 years. So, you know, there's so much to talk about there, but the main core of that is, you know, when you get so focused on what you're doing, you lose your humility, you lose your perspective. And there are blessings and there are curses, and that's just how it works.
Hmm.
And so when you open a door like this, when the season of Tammuz opens, you know, there are blessings and curses. This is not just a bad thing. This is an opportunity for really great good. The greatest things is to really draw near and pray. We talked about 1 Timothy 2:1. You know, one of the things you can ask God in this is Ephesians 2:10. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is the season to ask, what have you prepared for me? You know, get a sense of what he wants you to do. He'll meet all your needs according to his riches and glory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's already ahead of you.
That's
you know,
right.
The
That's
devil
right.
has stolen things. We've lost things. So we've got to, in that same Timothy prayer, we've got to ask God to intervene, to rebuke, to take thoughts captive, to disarm the enemy so he can be defeated.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a couple of the little things.
Mm.
That's right. That's right. You know, the notion that he has prepared us in this season. I know one of the things that Leanne and I are so grateful for is people praying for us in this
mm-hmm.
season. And when you call and you say, hey, I just want to let you know, my family prays for you guys.
It means the world. It means so much.
It does. And, you know, there was a time where I would not ask for prayer. You know, it was a season of great pride, and
sure.
for many, many years, obviously before I was saved. Hey, everything going on? Everything okay in your wife in your life? Yeah, good.
Yeah.
And we know people like that. Hey, how can
sure.
I pray for you? No, I'm good.
Don't ever say that.
Hey, we will take as many prayers as you can pray.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that for our marriage,
mm-hmm.
for what we do here,
mm-hmm.
for this ministry, for this entire ministry.
And this is a moment of discernment for you. If you wake up in the night or in the day and you some thought crosses, you stop for a moment and pray about that, for that person, about that, because there's a chance that you are not ever going to know why that's about. But in the season especially, prayer makes a difference. You understand, prayer is interacting with God. It's bringing him into the situation. He's already here, but he chooses to respond to prayer. That's part of the whole way it works. So you're asking, you know, you have not because you
ask not.
Mm-hmm. So it's that's a verse. It's real. It's literal. In other words, there are times where the very thing reason you don't have something or you're not able to do something because you just haven't asked. And sometimes you have to ask for someone else. You have to open the door for them.
You know, many times in the last week, honey, you not you, Ray. Many times.
I always appreciate when you call me.
You have stopped, whatever we were doing, you have stopped and said, hey, I just need you to pray for me. You asked me that last night. You asked me that a couple of days ago. Because there are times where we get so caught up in what we're doing or so caught up in what we're talking about that doesn't cross my mind.
Yeah.
And I do pray for you daily. But when you stop and say, will you pray for me? That is something so beautiful in you to ask me. Pray for you.
I know one of the things as he's talking, I just keep thinking, you know, when you were saying, and we hear people say it a lot because, you know, we'll be in a restaurant and just ask someone if they would like prayer or whatever. And no, I'm good. But as a believer, asking for prayer is humility. It's not a sign of weakness.
Right.
It's a sign of
power.
Power.
And knowing that there is great power in what you're asking for.
Yes.
Is there more?
You know, I've just sent all the teaching, all the words, the notes to you, emailed them to you, so you can post them up there as well. So,
okay.
So there's lots more, but that's as far as we're going to go.
So all of the segments are posted at the Victory Facebook page. Just click on that link, and momentarily there will be all of the notes that Ray prepared for today. Thank you again.
Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
These always get us talking for the next couple of days. They give us something to kickstart our weekend with, and I know, because it happened last time and the time before, I know whatever is being preached on Sunday, it's going to have something to do with this.